beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy, not the heaviness of the world, but great joy, because truly you are so loved, you do not even understand or know the depth of the love that you are held in. You are as the human love, it is the tip of the iceberg, and there is much, much more love that you are and that envelops you. You deserve love. You deserve happiness. You deserve to know simplicity of life and to be able to go with a light heart. I love that which you are because I know that which you are. And from this time forward, you can allow the burdens of the world to be put down, all of the beliefs of things that you think you have to carry, or you have been told that you had to carry, all of those burdens can be left at my feet in this evening. Allow yourself to go with a light heart, for truly, there is no great referee saying that you have to carry the burdens of the world. There is no referee, there is no judge, there is no God outside of you that is looking upon you and judging every word, every action. Only you have judged yourself, and now you are having a new self-image of yourself, and it is one of love and beauty. See yourself as I see you. See yourself as walking light, a ball of light, energized light and love. See yourself bouncing through life from this time forward. Allow yourself to bounce, literally sometimes, to bounce along and to feel really that you're so happy you can hardly stay on the feet. And this will allow the soul of you to come alive, to come once more into the remembrance of who you are, and to feel the tones. To feel the tones that we have been resonating with, and to understand that truly all of technology that you bring forth is of your creation, it is your friend. And you carry it with you, and sometimes it will play music for you. It is wonderful. You have a companion of music that goes everywhere you go, a tone to remind you of the vibration of energy that you are. You are that tone. You are that music. Allow the music of your heart to come forward and to envelop you in that love, because you are a melody. The world will speak to you that you are as a scratchy violin. The world will speak to you that you have to heal something. But in truth, you are music. You are a melody that goes forth to touch others and to allow them to know the lightness of their heart. For as you feel sometimes the issues that sit upon the heart, you will feel a bit of the scratchiness, the heaviness. But that is temporary. That does not last. And it does not have to last any longer than right now, right this instant. You can let it go. I will take it. There is a saying in your holy scriptures, "Come unto me, all ye who labor. Take upon me, on yourself, my yoke, for my yoke is light. My burden is light." I don't have it exactly memorized. It was not actually a scripture that I studied. Exactly. Yes. And so allow yourselves to feel light. However it is said, whatever words, whatever language, know that truly you are light and you are the melody of life itself. So you can bounce along. You can laugh at self. I laugh at myself quite often because always when I come to speak with you and with other groupings that call me forth, I do not always know how to pick the right wording, but I do know how to pick my friends, to find my friends, and to be with them in the resonance of love of the heart. Words are as symbols. What I give unto you each time we meet is a connection of love. I speak words because the mind likes to play with words. I speak to you of ideas and concepts because the mind likes to be busy. The mind likes to have concepts to fashion, to work with, to chew on like a dog would chew on a bone. But what I give to you is underneath the words. It is a consciousness of love. It is a consciousness of saying, always I will be with you. Lo, I am with you always. It is a consciousness that underlies all concepts, all mental gymnastics. It is a feeling of love that I give to you freely and that you accept at a very deep level. And sometimes the mind will question, is anything happening? And yet you do feel it. That is why I have said to you that when you leave this gathering at the end of this holy week that we spend together, you are going to leave as a new person. You are not going to be the person who arrived here with questions and with issues and with things that you felt, well, I'm going to have to pick those up when I go home, or perhaps I'm going to have to heal something while I'm at this gathering. Truly, everything you have ever wanted to work with or felt you needed to work with, any issue, any challenge, has already been healed. How does that feel? Feels lighter. Yes. That is truly who and what you are. I come only to remind you. I come only to say to you that I love that which you are. I value that which you are. You are my emissaries in this world. You are the ones who can relate to the brothers and sisters in a way that they understand. You are the ones who can push out the boundaries of what the old belief systems have been. You are the ones who can ask the questions of friends that get them to thinking that perhaps there's another way to look at something. You are my emissaries, and you go forth to do a holy work. So if you are doing a holy work, you are valuable, and you are valued greatly by me and by the other masters, as you would see masters to be, somewhat separate from you, but they are not. They are very much here in this room with you. They are very much on your shoulders, sitting on your lap, everywhere around you, very much in love with you, all of the masters, the teachers, the guardian angels, by whatever name you want to call them. They are always with you. Anytime you will turn the focus of your mind and heart to them, they come rushing in. Do they not? They do. And sometimes they even speak. Allow yourself to feel easy. That is what this week is about. It is not about learning something, because you already know it. It is not about my giving you teachings, grand teachings, because you are already the teachers. It is about love. It is about my loving you and you accepting my love, and then going to the next step of realizing that if you can open and accept my love, there must be a resonance there, an acceptance that knows its own. And therefore, you are love. Study that for a moment, because if you can accept my love, and I know that you can, and if you can feel my love and my light, my laughter, then there must be a resonating chord within you that understands and resonates at that vibration of love as well. And if you can do that, and I assure you that you do, then you are love itself. Yes, I know that separated ego will question and will say, well, he's obviously talking to other people in the group. He's not talking to me. I am talking to all of you, each and every one of you. And as I talk, I am sending forth my love underneath the words and above the words and through the words to touch your hearts, to open your hearts. Know you how it felt to fall in love with a good friend? Perhaps you had a friend in high school, grade school, any time, any place, and there was one that you became enamored with. And you forgot all about yourself because you were so focused on the other one. There was such a feeling of upliftment and love. You saw such joy in the other one's eyes. It was your joy. And then perhaps life said, okay, that is completed. Now you're going to move on. And it felt like abandonment. And it felt if they left you, loved ones, even of the family as they have released the body and moved on. Truly, they have not moved away from you. They are still here with you. It has felt, because of generational teaching, that you were abandoned and you were lost. Well, truly, you have never been lost and you have never been abandoned. But there has been a human feeling that has said, I could be lost. I could have lost something important. But you cannot, for all is one. And even if one has been with you as a mate, and then they have left for whatever reason, and you feel a great hole in your life, it is life telling you to look again at yourself. How valuable, how wonderful you are. And to move on to new adventures. Because life is always a journey. It is a string of experiences. And separated ego loves to judge experiences. But truly, the I am ego, the I am of you, knows that life is an ongoing series of experiences for the sheer joy of living and expressing the light and the love that you are. And if someone moves out of your life for whatever reason, someone else is going to move in. There is never an empty space, never a vacuum. It may, as you understand linear time, seem to take a process of time, and yet, as you are the beholder, and you look back with the 20/20 hindsight, you see that everything has worked together to bring you to a certain place, a most holy place of understanding who you are. For when you have been sometimes with another one, you have given over the focus of your attention to the other one, and you have felt that your life, all the joy in your life, depended on another one. And then there comes a change. And separated ego loves to run on stage and say, whoops, you thought you had it all sorted out. You thought you were secure in this love and it was always going to be here. How do you feel about this? And then as you take that deep breath and you go into the love that you are and you ask to see the holy picture, the whole picture of what is happening, you begin to see that you were complete with that other one and that truly the love that you shared with that one is always with you. It is always and forever a reality. It has been and is still. It has happened, and if it has happened, it is. And separated ego will say, oh well, woe is me. I have been left. I have been judged as maybe not being worthy that the other one would stay with me. Why did that one choose to release the body? Why did that one choose to find another one that they were enamored with? Because truly, you do not need them. You are whole in yourself. And you have chosen, at a level that is sometimes not always conscious, but you have chosen to know the wholeness of yourself. You have chosen to know how lovable you are with friends and with other ones that you attract into your life. So I say to you, when you have the sunshades, the glasses on, and everything looks dark, I say to you, take off the sunshades and look around you at all of the ones who are standing almost in line to talk with you, to share with you. They can't wait, really, to share with you. And that is what this week is about. It is about being able to share with ones who are of like mind and like heart, ones who are ready to open their heart and to take you in and say, I am so happy I found you again. There are no accidents. Everything is by divine invitation and divine appointment. And so you find yourself here with friends who want to be loved. Huh. Look around. There are so many in this room who want to be loved. Well, I say unto you, get busy. Start loving. And as you give the love, the friendship, the questioning to other ones, you know, what is truly your passion? What really makes you come alive? Where do you live? Not only geographically, but in your heart and your passion. As you begin to know them a little more and you begin to allow them to see you as the person that you are, then the love grows. And that is what this week is about. As I have said, it is not about my giving you a great teaching. It is about you loving each other and about accepting my love that is always with you. Because I know that which you are. I know the lovable child that you are. I know the lovable child that is just waiting to come out and play. And that is what this week is about. It is about loving and loving each other and feeling free to express all of the issues, all of the dark that you have seen with the sunshades, and to say, you know, my heart has been heavy. There's been a lot that I've had to deal with in the last few weeks or months. Do you have a shoulder that I can lean on for a moment or so? Can I tell you my story? And then the most wonderful thing happens, because as you begin to tell your story, the other one says, I understand. I've been there. And I thought it was hell. I thought it was the bottomless pit. I thought I had fallen into despair. But you know, things came together. And various things for various people. And I have come up out of that pit. Because you never really do stay in the pit for very long. And then you begin to bounce back, literally bounce, to feel that energy of the holy child and to come alive because you are loved so very, very much. You are loved so much that you are allowed to feel unloved. For a temporary period, anyway. Think upon that. You are so loved that you are allowed to feel unloved. But it doesn't last forever. Something will come along, someone, a saying, something that will be as a neon sign perhaps for you, that will awaken within you a remembrance of, hey, you know, I've felt abandoned before, but now I know how to get out of that pit. I have worked through certain issues that I thought were devastating at the time. I thought I was abandoned. And if I was abandoned, then I must not be worth anything. How could one who loved me, how could they leave me? How could they say that they wanted to go somewhere else and be with someone else or some other place? How could they do that? If they decided to do that, then there must not be worth in me. I must not be worthy. Well, that's separated ego speaking. That's not the truth of your being. But separated ego loves to give you choice. And then you begin to take stock of yourself and to say, you know, I can be a good friend to other ones. And as you become allowing to be friends and to befriend another one, a miracle happens. You find that they want a friend, and you are at one with them, and you find that they have worth, you have worth, and all of life changes. The sunshades come off, and there is enough light sometimes that you say, what happened? What has changed? Well, what has changed is you. You are worthy. You are lovable. Each and every one of you has a gift to give. And the gift is friendship. The gift is companionship. The gift is the willingness to be the shoulder that one can lean upon temporarily, and the ear that will listen to a story. Because truly that is what you are living, is a story. Most wonderful drama that you put together. Some of you, I watch, and it is amazing, the drama queens and kings that I can see. And you play your parts most wonderfully. You really get in the, yes, you are welcome. You get into your scripting most wonderfully, and you act that part like maybe you've done it before. Which truly you have. So you know that part pretty well. But you might sometimes put a little different nuance onto it. But you know it pretty well. I watch. I love. I uplift as you allow me to lift you up. Because truly, you are sacred beings. You have chosen, out of great courage, to come and be incarnate at this time in a reality that yet believes in duality, that believes that there could be less than good. A harsh reality. Not as harsh as it has been, but it is still a harsh reality. And you have said, I will come and bring my light and my love, my friendship, and I will deal with whatever harsh challenges come my way. Only masters, true masters, choose freely to come. None of you were pushed into this, although some of you have felt like, I didn't want to be here. I have heard some of you say that. Oh, yes. But truly, you have wanted to be here. Because you have known that you have the strength, the holy strength, to deal with whatever comes. You are the courageous masters. Come once again to play in the sandbox of life. Make the most of this week. Talk to everyone who is in this grouping. Get to know who they are, where they have come from, what their history, what their story is. You have a few days yet left to delve deeply into getting to know each one. Beloved Elder has made up for you a master list of everyone who is here with telephone numbers, with email addresses, so that even after you leave this gathering, you can still keep in touch and you can still have the support of friends. Because everyone in this room is a friend from ancient lifetimes. There are no strangers here. You have all known each other in other lifetimes. And you have, at a very deep level, recognized that. That is why you have agreed that you would make trek, a long, long trip sometimes, to be at this place. It is not by accident. So get to know and keep up the friendship, even after you return to the dwelling place. Because these are sacred friendships from ancient, ancient times. There is an ancient friend, a master. It is a beautiful white budgie bird, a master that has come to see you. No, he wants to watch. He feels your love, and it is your love that has attracted him. And he is looking in and blessing you. No, he is a master who knows how to take care of himself. He is watching, he is loving, he is knowing your love. If you ever needed reassurance that you are being taken care of, watched over, there is your evidence. He is looking at you because you are the light. It is possible that you could ask later, but it is a master. Yes, let it be. Look how he watches. Yes, he says, "What are you doing?" Yes. Yes. There. Yes, he is watching. Yes, if you feel so directed. Yes. Yes, he is up here at the front window. Do you remember being the bird that could fly freely? You are not weighted down by any of the issues of life. The bird has come to show you. The most wonderful example of life. Love flies freely. Hello. We have Kitty. Yes, we will keep the kitty inside meantime, although I believe the bird and the kitty are friends. You have a bit of drama going on. The kitty comes to tell you how loved you are. The bird has been looking in and feeling the vibrations of love. It is powerful what is as an undercurrent that the mind does not understand, but the heart knows. And as we were speaking of love, and as you were feeling my love and your love for each other, it was a powerful energy that went beyond the glass windows and attracted the bird to come and to look in to see what is going on in there. The same with the kitty. Wants to be part of love. Everyone, every living being, no matter what form, wants to know love. Your flowers want to be loved and appreciated. Your trees want to be looked at and seen, really seen to be life. On the morrow, tomorrow evening, we will work with the beauty of nature and with the flowers and the trees. So tomorrow during the day, allow yourself a moment or so to look at the majesty of the trees around you. Look at the majesty right now as you see the wind whipping around in the leaves of the trees. Do you see the wind? Not truly, you don't see the wind, but you see its effect. Do you see the love in this room? Not truly, but you feel its effect. The love that you are is as the wind that passes by and changes everything. Now, I would do with you a meditation. Allow yourself to take that deep breath and to feel the peace that comes with that deep breath. Allow the eyes to feel easy. Allow them to close if they want to. Allow the breath to be easy. Feel yourself enveloped in love. Unseen but felt love. And with another breath, allow the mind's eye to be cleared as a blank screen, and visualize the golden white light that you saw last evening, the golden white light that you are, that is not a form, that is in between forms, the golden white light that stretches forever beyond the knowing of time. And see that golden white light as expansive. Feel yourself to be in it. No boundaries, no form, dissolving into that light, and yet keeping a pinpoint of knowing of self, because you can be individualized self even in the vast experience of light. See yourself as a point of love in that golden white light, and that is all there is golden white light and intelligence and the point of individuality that you are. And then, as it feels easy for you, allow even that point of individuality to dissolve into light. All light, golden white, as far as you can know, expansive, underlying everything that has been form, and yet this is unformed. It is the true energy of your being, always and forever, from before time began, and will exist beyond the knowing of time. Feel yourself to be that light. Feel yourself enveloped in light. Know that you have dissolved yourself into the light that you are. Feel it. Know it. Know that you are that light. The power of that light. Feel yourself to go forward in that light into what you would see the future to be. Because this is what you do in the in-between times, in between incarnations. You allow yourself to know the light that you are, and you allow yourself to then play with manifesting. What you want the next incarnation to be, whether it be of form or formless. Allow yourself to move into the future as you understand linear time. And see where you are. Are you in a place of love? Does it feel harmonious? Does it feel that you are being uplifted? Because truly, you can make your future harmonious and loving. Do you see yourself traveling in space? Are you on one of the spaceships that you have been calling to yourself? Are you on one of the star systems far, far from this galaxy? Are you uniting with friends that you have known from ancient times and who have come forward into the future to be with you again? What do you see? What do you envision? Who stands at your right hand? Who whispers in your ear? Who says unto you that always you are loved? Who says to you that you are okay? And that you will manifest your heart's desire. Who is that wise one who speaks to you? Do you know them? Is there a feeling of ancient remembrance? allow yourself to play with what you will want to manifest in the near future and farther future as you understand linear time. Allow yourself to fly freely in that light to whatever draws your heart. Allow yourself to fly in the company of angels. Know that truly you are never alone. Feel yourself wrapped in the arms of loved ones. Feel yourself loved by the wings of the angels that uplift you. What do you see? What do you hope for? What does your heart yearn for? What does it feel like? Remembering all of the, at the time of the golden white light, remembering that you are the energy of the golden white light that is love. That is the matrix out of which you fashion each reality. It is love. It is light. It is the breath of angels. Know that always you are supported by the love of masters and teachers and guides, and that you are not separate from them. You have thought yourself to be alone, to be separate, but in the golden white light, you know yourself to be all one. Not alone, but all one. And the angels sing to you because they know that which you are, and they welcome you. As you travel, however you see the travel to be, on wings, on spaceship, on the beam of light, on the beam of thought, know that always you are life and light. Feel yourself uplifted in that light. Feel yourself always in love. You are home. That is your home, the golden white light of love. Expansive. No form, no judgment. Only isness of being. Being the angels that you are. Feeling their presence. Feeling the love of all of the ones that you would call ancient ones, who would sometimes call you the ancient one. Know that truly all is one. No form, no boundary, no limit. In truth, no time. Feel yourself in love. Feel it. Reach out and touch it. Wrap it around yourself. Know that always it goes with you, because all is one. The truth of your being is that you are never alone. feel it, know it, be it. You are home. That is your true home. Know that always you take it with you, wherever you go. Breathe. Feel the peace. Feel the love. Feel how loved you are. Hear the angels singing to you, their happiness, that you have recognized yourself. You have recognized your love, yourself as love. Breathe and feel the peace. Feel home that abides within you always. When you feel comfortable, allow the focus of your attention to return to this now moment, this room, the chair, the body. When you feel comfortable, allow the eyes to open and to behold the light around you, how bright it is, how light it is. Feel yourself love, loved, loving, and as love itself, peaceful, all-knowing, all-powerful in a gentle way. Know that always you take that feeling with you. It is within you. That feeling of love is always in you and with you. When you feel comfortable, allow yourself the deep breath and open the eyes and behold how wondrous is the nature of being, of true being. How wondrous you are. In these last few moments, you have been reborn. In these last few moments, all that which you thought you were before has been left behind, has been changed, has been altered to the place where you now know that you are walking love, that you are the bird that flies freely and is the master of your own destiny, the master of your own reality. And all that you thought yourself to be before these last few moments has been left behind. No longer you, because you are now a new person. In light. Take a few moments to look at the light of each one around you. Behold their aura. For everything is quite bright in this room right now. Allow the eyes to become accustomed to the light. Look at the love that is in the eyes. The love that has come forth, the smiles on the faces, the love in the eyes, the love light that you are. Allow yourself to feel bathed in that light, enveloped. Sit So be it. Beloved friends, peace be with you. Thank you. I am the one that you have called Joseph, earthly father to one Yeshua ben Joseph. And it is my joy to be with you in this evening. As my friend has said to you, it is a joy for me to get out once in a while and to be able to speak with you in this way. Always I travel with you. Always I have been with you by various names. The one that has been as an also mention in your holy scriptures, Joseph. I speak to you from that vantage point this evening. But I have also been in an incarnation that you have revered as Saint Germain as well as other ones that have not been so noted. But this evening I speak to you from the vantage point of Joseph, the father, earthly father, of one Yeshua, who was as a teacher to me, this Yeshua, as I was to him. I was known in the Essene community for my carving because there was a great affinity for wood. I loved the feeling, I still do, of wood, real wood. And I have marveled at what you have brought forth in what is seemingly wood in these days. This, yes, I believe is wood. But you bring forth other amalgamations of different kinds of wood. Ah, yes. There is the wood floor. Oh, my. Many vibrations of wood. Wood has a life. And that is what you feel when you work with wood. You become one with the wood and the life of the wood. And it will tell you, if you are interested and you listen, it will tell you what it wants to be carved into such a shape, what kind of shape it wants. You know this very well as you work with wood. You may have a certain idea of how you are going to carve it and shape it, and it may not go that way because it does have an idea, as all of you have ideas, as to form, as to what it wants to be. The wood of this floor is most wonderful in that it has a life. There is life energy always, as long as it is wood. Doesn't matter how many years you have had the wood floor, perhaps in your dwelling place. It has a life essence of its own. And every floor, when you return to your dwelling places, if you have wood anywhere in your house, go to it and feel it. Put the hands on it and ask of it what it will share with you. Feel the vibration of it. If it be on the stairwell, perhaps a railing of the stairwell, perhaps if it be a wood floor, allow yourself to feel that wood. If it is as a chair, put the bottom on it and feel the vibration of the wood and allow yourself to become one with that vibration. This wood floor, most beautiful, but it has a layer, many, many layers of a vibration of ones who have walked on it. And there is much that you can feel, much of story that you can feel. There has been a small bit of sorrow. Mainly there have been happy vibrations walking on this floor. Much of laughter, much of love of groups such as this grouping and also the groups that you call of the special ritual where two are joined as one. The wedding. Yes, you call it a wedding, a mating, a wedding. So there's much of happiness the happiness outweighs the sorrow. But there have been ones who have walked on this that have been heavy in their heart. But that is a small percentage. But the point that I make is any piece of wood in any form, anywhere you find it, allow yourself to feel its vibration and allow yourself to ask of it, what is your story? What would you share with me? Because all life, as my son has said to you earlier in the evening, all life is one. And so the wood as the tree, thank you. Most wonderful. Living wood. Now, ones would say, well, that is a piece of dead wood. There is never a piece of dead wood. There's always the life essence alive in it. What a story this one has to tell. Look at the various notches, the places where the branches have come out of it and have now come off. Look at the place where it has branched into two as it was growing. The life of it still courses through this with a story. Most powerful story. Excuse me, I do not mean to come too close to you. With the point of this walking stick? Would that be the purpose of this? Perhaps. Pushing the drapes. That could be. A snake catcher, yes. Yes, that could work. Yes. A mouse catcher. Well, I don't know if it would catch. The mouse would probably run through the V of that. Who knows? Who knows? It could be something to reach for a short person. A double hot dog stick, yes. To roast over the fire. Much that it will tell you. Would you like to feel? You can pass it around and feel how the life force is still in the wood and always will be. That is the miracle of life. It always exists. It may change form because it is energy, but it is always life. And it has a story to tell from ones who have held it, ones who have used it, ones who have brought it inside from outside, from out of doors. When you are out and you are with the living trees, you have had a saying to go up and hug a tree. And I recommend that you do that and to feel the vibration of life as it is growing and living. But as I have said, even if it is made into a floor, it is still living vibration that you can feel. And it has a story that it will tell. So I was known for my love of wood and for my carving. I carved the great temple doors in Mount Carmel, where there was a huge temple and the doors were as high as this room. And I carved what the wood told me to carve. And it was a labor of love. It took some time to do, but it was a labor of love. As all of you have found various outlets for your creativity, and there is a passion, a labor of love that you bring to it, whatever your passion is. Mine happened to be with the wood. But there was another aspect of me that was known in the Essene community, and it was the aspect of healing. I had a certain gift, as they called it, of knowing how to heal. Not that I healed of myself, but there was a certain vibrational quality about me, as there is around some of you, who are able to suggest to other ones that they are healed or any part of them that might need the healing. So I was known as a healer as well as a wood carver. Often I would say to Yeshua, if there was something that he was thinking about, as all of humankind do from time to time, to go and sit by flowing water. You have here the most wonderful waterfall that is just outside the doors, and you get in touch with the flow of life as the flow of water goes forth. You have your rivers, your streams around here where you can find the energy of that water. And if ever there is something going on in your life where you don't really know what the answer is, go and sit by flowing water and allow yourself to be immersed in that vibration. You can do this literally, as some of you have done, or figuratively by sitting by the flowing water. But there were times, a few, when Yeshua would have questions that he maybe didn't have quite the answer for, because he agreed, the same as you have agreed, to a human incarnation and to know all of life as a human would. And so there were times that he knew emotions. I have told this story other times, but I will tell it again, that he had a cousin by the name of John that you have called the Baptist, who was a bit older by some months than he. And John was a bit taller, a bit stronger, could run a bit faster. And Yeshua, because he had agreed to a human incarnation and to know what human life is, and as a footnote here, the lifetime that is so well known, the 2,000 years ago, was not his first incarnation on this planet. There were other lifetimes as well. But he knew the emotion of jealousy and the emotion of perhaps not being quite good enough. And this one time, he became very congested in the head, what you would call the respiratory challenge, because there was much going on in his mind about not feeling as strong as his cousin John and comparing himself. Now, you all know that as you walk into the space of comparison, it is a tricky place, a slippery place to be. So he became congested, and I told him to go and sit by flowing water and to breathe of the air of that water and to become at peace and to see what the water would say to him. And as he watched the water, not judging itself as it flowed over the rocks, some of the rocks were large and the water flowed over those rocks, some of the rocks were small, and the water would either flow over or around, but it did not judge itself. It did not compare itself to what was on the other side of the stream. And he saw from that it was not necessary to compare oneself to anyone else, but just to be that which you are. And immediately, he was healed. Immediately, the congestion left. So I suggest, if you want to sit by flowing water, and to watch how water does not judge its path, it just flows. And you do not have to judge yourself, compare yourself to another one. Just allow yourself to be in the flow of life and to do your thing as the water does. No judgment, just pure freedom of going forward. So there was a quality about me, and I was known as a healer in the community. So ones would come to me and often ask, how do I heal perhaps a knee that is bothering a bit. How do I heal a shoulder that I have thrown out of place as I was doing heavy work? And there were healing modalities, simple ones of simplicity, of being able to heal. And that is what I wish to speak with you about in this evening. Now, all of you have, I believe, the candle. I would ask of you two helpers, perhaps. You will light the candles for each one. Hold your candle just flat in your hand, and the helpers will come and will light your candle. For there is much power in the flame of the candle. Magic. I have heard that word going around a bit. Magic. Yes, magic happens when you push the button. And then it is a light. And as your candle is lit for you, as you have the light of the candle, allow yourself to gaze at that light. Feel yourself to be dissolving into that light. Know yourself to be one as that light. Feel the warmth of the light. And know the healing properties of warmth and the healing properties of oneness. For when ones would come to me with certain ailments of the body, oftentimes we would light a candle and we would gaze into the flame and ask of the flame, what is the best modality? Oftentimes it would be the simplicity of the hands. Now I suggest that you hold the candle in one hand and you take the other hand and feel the candle flame in the other hand. Just feel it to be there. It is not going to be literally in the other hand, but imagine it to be in the other hand. And place that hand wherever the ailment of the body seems to be, whether it be on the head, the neck, the shoulder, the heart, any place. Feel the light of the candle as you gaze at it. Feel it to be, in your imagination, in the other hand as well, and place it upon whatever part of the body is calling out for healing. All the time, keeping your focus on the light that truly you are. This is the golden white light that my son has spoken to you of. This light, as you know yourself to be one with it, has the power of healing. As you feel the warmth of the hand, the other hand, and you feel the warmth as you put it upon the various part of the body that perhaps is calling out truly for love, there will be healing. It is not that the candle heals, but it is your consciousness of oneness with the power of the light that heals and brings you to the belief of knowing that you can be healed, that you are already whole. Allow yourself to feel the warmth, the love. Know that you are so loved by the light that as you gaze into the candle flame, it is as a symbol of the vastness of light that you are, and that there can be no dark space within the body. Feel yourself to be the flame. Yes, you hold it in your hand, but more than that, you are the flame. So when ones would come to me and would ask of healing, for healing, we would oftentimes light a candle and gaze into the candlelight and ask, what is truly going on? Why is part of the body calling out for attention? Why does a certain part of the body perhaps speak, or even louder than just speaking? Why does a certain part of the body ask for attention? And the peace that comes from gazing at the candlelight allows inspiration, remembering to breathe, of course, as you are doing this, remembering that you are one, that you are this light, and even more. And oftentimes the answer will come that this certain part of the body has not been so injured as it has been just asking for your love, for your attention, for you to allow it to be the light that it is, allowing all of the cells in that part of the body to come alive as the light that they are. Abiding in peace, abiding in knowing that you are truly the master of the body, that loves the body, who has fashioned the body. Oftentimes, you forget the body because you are focusing upon what you are doing or wanting to do, or what you feel is troubling you, and you forget the body. And then after a while it will remind you by calling out to you certain parts of the body. If you are asking for a certain flexibility of the body, imagine that that part of the body is as the liquid wax, and it is flowing, lubricating, allowing all of the joints perhaps that have gone a bit stiff because you have been stiff in your consciousness, allowing the liquid candle wax to lubricate figuratively any part of the body that may need lubrication, may need some flexibility. And to honor the power of the light of the whole body. For the body is your servant. And sometimes you do not treat your servant very well. The candlelight will remind you that you are the power of light, and that every cell is alive in light. There will come inspiration, guidance, perhaps a suggestion of what needs to be. Something very simple that you have not taken time long enough to allow the body to talk to you. That is the purpose of the candle flame, is to allow you time to have the communication with the body. The candle flame is not magic. The candle flame does not heal. But it suggests to you that the body is already whole. And that as you change your belief about the body will change for you. But as I have said, many times you forget the body because you are so focused upon where you are going, what you are doing, what you are planning, that you forget how the body serves you. But as you take time to watch the candle flame, a very simple thing to do, there is a peace and a space that comes, a space for inspiration, a space for knowing wholeness. Oftentimes, there would be the suggestion to use some of the healing wax, not as it was burning, but as it cooled a bit, on the part of the body that wanted the attention. You would blow out the candle flame and wait just a moment or so until the wax had cooled a bit, and then the wax would be poured on the afflicted part of the body. We will not do that this evening, but it was part of a healing process that could be done and was done. More often, what came was not so much the focus of the body, but the emotional issues that were making a constriction within the body. And many times, the friends who came to me for healing would begin by talking about what was going on in their life and what the issues were and how they felt constricted by the life situations or by how they had dealt with situations or by how they only saw one avenue out of a situation and it was not perhaps the one that they wanted to choose. And so they would talk about what was going on. And out of that would come inspiration, understanding, and love of self that allowed space to make change. And then the body, which knows how to heal itself if you get out of the way, would heal. Because for the most part, all unhealed parts of the body come from a constriction that you have held in a certain part of the body. And as you will deal with whatever the constriction is or whatever the belief is about the body, then the body will heal itself because the body knows homeostasis, it is called. The body knows balance. The body knows how to heal itself if you get yourself and your issues out of the way. So as we would gaze at the candle flame and ones would talk, there would come the inspiration that perhaps things were not quite as tragic or constricted as one felt them to be. Perhaps there was another way. Perhaps we could ask for guidance. So we did. And there would come the guidance in a moment where there didn't seem to be any solution. The next moment, there would be a solution, another way to go. And the tension that was held in the body would be released, relaxed. The belief that was held about the body and the body organs being worn out would be discarded and understood to be just that, a belief. That as you had used a certain part of the body over and over, there would be the wearing out of that part of the body. There is never truly a wearing out of the part of the body. It is always regenerating itself. But there is a belief that says, after a certain number of years, after a certain number of exercises of using that joint, perhaps, it is going to be a bit worn down. But it regenerates itself if you get out of the belief system that says it has to be wearing out. It regenerates, and it seems as a miracle. And the miracle is you have changed your belief system so that you can live the 300, 400 years if you desire to, because the body does not have to wear out. You have seen in your own lifetime and in your parents' and grandparents' lifetime a lengthening of the lifespan. You can read your histories where ones would be old at the age of 30 and deceased by the time they were 40. Now you have a lifespan where ones are living into their 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s. And this is going to continue to expand as ones find joy in living and don't want to release the body quite yet. You have ones that say, I'm not ready to release the body yet because I want to see what the next chapter is going to be. I want to see what is around the next corner. And so I'm going to keep on activating the body because I'm curious about what's around the next bend. I want to see. And so the belief system says the body can regenerate and live 200, 300, 400 years. You have done this in the past, in other lifetimes, long, long time ago as you measure time. But you were so enamored, so in love with life, that you regenerated the body. You stayed in your prime with the body because you knew the body to be whole. And you lived the hundreds of years because you said, why bother to recycle when this body is perfectly well? And so you were living in joy. And there is no judgment in that. If ones release the body earlier, that is their choice, their soul choice. And if ones live to be over the 100 years now, and they celebrate with all of the candle flames on the cake, so many that it takes the hairdryer, perhaps, to put out all the candles. Again, there is no judgment in saying that that is better or less than. There is no better or less than. As you gaze into the candle flame, allow yourself to feel one with the power of that light, the warmth. All of you have warmth in your heart. In your heart. And know that just the simplicity of a small candle flame can bring forth the miracle of allowing you to change belief system. You do not have to suffer with pain. Pain comes from a belief that life is hard. As you change your belief about life, and you say, as you are looking for the joy in life, then the body feels easier. You have certain other, a word I cannot quite find for you, alleviants, things that help to alleviate the pain. Yes, your medicines and salves and things like that will help meantime. Use them. Do not hesitate to use them meantime. But remember that you are the one who manifests the body. You are the master of the body. And use the certain medicines, the certain salves, creams, oils, for temporary relief, as an affirmation that says to the body, this is how I want to feel, pain-free. And then allow yourself to breathe. To breathe the light and the warmth into any part of the body that is calling out to you. It takes a bit of practice, but then everything, when you are dealing with changing belief system, takes a bit of practice. But again, it is easy to do. Take now the candle in your hand and extinguish the flame. Watch the incense of the candle. What does it do? It rises to heaven. It is very symbolic of the spirit of you. It rises up. Know your wholeness. Know the warmth of your love. Treasure the body. Treasure the tears. Treasure every part of the body that calls to you. For truly, that is what it is calling for. It wants your attention. And so as you will attend to it, and as you will release the constrictions, the body knows how to be whole and to serve you well. And then you will be known as the healer. So be it.